Pokemon Go isn't like other Pokemon games that are played on handheld gaming consoles. It's a game that requires you to be out there in the world playing with everyone else. This means that you need to wear clothing that's appropriate for not only your area, but the season. Naturally, in the summertime or during moments of hot weather, you'll want to wear something comfortable, such as shorts or loose-fitting pants and a basic shirt. To keep out of the sun and prevent sun damage to your skin, you might also consider wearing sunscreen protection on yourself, especially if you are susceptible to sunburns. Likewise, if the weather is colder or you're currently in winter months, dressing warmly is highly advised. Always dress in layers as well to keep yourself warm and toasty as you walk around. While walking is considered exercise and will warm you up naturally as you travel, it's generally advised that as you go to always keep yourself well protected from the cold and the elements. Another consideration for your Pokemon gear is the addition of having a secondary phone on your person. This phone will be used for emergencies only and should not be used to play the Pokemon Go app on it. As you travel around with your main phone out, you'll find that you'll quickly wear out the battery the longer you go. For iPhones, a full battery can be depleted in a little under several hours, while Android-based phones usually take around 5 to 6 hours. If you plan to be out longer than the previously mentioned hours, it's often considered a very good idea to always carry a secondary phone with you in case you need to call for an emergency should something happen. Incidences that are considered emergencies are usually situations that involve injury, criminal actions, or finding yourself lost in an area and you have no idea where you are. Because you'll be walking all over where you're currently living, it's advised also to make sure that you have the proper footwear as well to protect your feet. Generally, some footwear is nice for small distances, such as flip-flops, boots, Crocs, and others. But for people who might be walking for several miles at a time, it's advised that you must wear at least a comfortable pair of socks and shoes that are designed for distance walking. Anything with a firm sole, cushioning for your heel and the arch of your foot is perfect for distance walking. And not only will comfortable socks absorb the sweat from your feet, but will also provide much-needed pressure onto your body to keep up healthy circulation. With all of that said, though, you should have some way to keep yourself hydrated. Nothing hurts a person more than while they're walking and exercising than getting dehydrated, which creates a host of health problems for you that could lead to major illnesses, nausea, vomiting, and worse. It's generally advised that you skip sugary drinks such as soda, lemonade, and other drinks, and simply bring with you a bottle of water. You don't need much, usually less than a full liter. 1 quart or 10 full ounces should suffice for your hydration needs. With all that said, how do you carry all of that stuff with you? For small distances, usually between 1 mile to 5 miles, you might not really need all of that. Your phone, comfortable shoes, and comfortable clothing should be good enough. But for distances greater than 5 miles and beyond, you should have a way to carry all of that with you easily. Mostly, the extra phone can simply be stored in your pocket. But for water bottles and any other items you wish to bring, you'll probably need either a small hip pouch to keep the bottle stored in, or a nice, comfortable backpack on you to wear when you travel. After making sure that you're completely geared properly, it's time to load up the Pokemon Go app on your smartphone and really start to prepare yourself for your own personal adventure. The next chapter will help you not only choose your starting Pokemon, but also help you learn how to capture all kinds of different Pokemon. Chapter 2. Capturing Your First Pokemon. So now you're ready. You've got comfortable shoes on, brought a pair of shoes that won't injure your feet after the first mile, have a backup phone or backup plan set for emergencies, and even bought a hip pouch to wear to carry an extra bottle of water or two. Now you're ready to play and then get your Pokemon. So, how do you start? Well, first off, it's assumed now you've got the Pokemon Go app downloaded on your phone. After putting in all of your basic information, connecting to the servers, and waiting to get in, you'll then be taken to the main screen